It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week two of football's in the books. Now it's time to review the tape and get ready for week three. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Adding to the excitement of week three, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. What a great deal. You can bet $1 on any team. If that team wins, you cash $100. And don't worry if football isn't for you. DraftKings is giving all of you MMA fans the same great offer to use this weekend. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And as promised, Dustin, we are going to talk about that Big Ten schedule that was released with all kinds of fanfare on Fox television over the weekend. Shouldn't be a lot of surprises. I mean, eight-game season, you're going to play six division games and two out-of-division games, right?
Yeah, I think what you're losing is a crossover game, and the complexion of it and the sequence of the games changed. And I think that was what kind of got some people, like especially out in Lincoln, a little bent out of shape. But that's what changed the complexion of it. Yeah, the teams are mostly the same, but who did you lose off your schedule? Did you lose a good team or did you lose a bad team off your schedule? And how did the sequence change? I mean, those were the two things to look at. And not everybody was thrilled about that. There were some people who really thought Ohio State got a nice draw. I don't know. I mean, if you're going to Penn State week two, I mean, I don't think it's a perfect draw.
Well, let's talk about that one. I believe as a Penn State fan, that was the biggest news to come out of this. Ohio State on week two. And I've heard both sides of this argument. Is that good for Penn State or bad for Penn State to draw Ohio State that early in the season?
I go back and forth with it too, but I think Penn State's got more variables. And when you got more variables, I tend to give the advantage on that early season matchup to the team that has fewer variables. Mainly the offensive coordinator coming in with not a whole lot of normalcy to try to install an offense. How crisp is that unit going to be? I think that's a legitimate question, a legitimate concern for week two of the season. I have no doubts whatsoever that Penn State will work itself into an offense that will be better than the 2 years under Ricky Ronnie. That's what I think under Kirk Ciarca. Can that reasonably be done by week two of the season? I do have some doubts about that. So this is going to really come down to who's making the most of their time, both the weeks to come between now and the start of the season and since the spring. Who did the most on their own time as players when they were off, had to work out in their own homes, and that kind of thing. The bill for all that is going to come due early against Ohio State. And obviously, when you're losing fans, I thought about this watching Patriots Seahawks last night. You lose so much with no fans in the stands. You know, any potential for momentum swings and energy that comes, that works for the home team, works against the away team, that's been a great equalizer when everybody knows that Ohio State is superior from a talent perspective. But, you know, I think that Penn State has also played them pretty tough in environments where they maybe didn't have their home fans. So I think it doesn't help that it's early in the season. That's my opinion. Also, obviously doesn't help that you don't have a whiteout or even a home crowd to have your back in this thing.
The loss of the whiteout is the big loss, I believe. But just looking from the circumstances we got to deal with in 2020. I'm going to play a little devil's advocate, and I would have done this either way, Dusty.
Sure.
But I believe where the advantage comes in is Penn State obviously will be pointing towards that. And I believe if you're the underdog, which Penn State is, I think catching a team early and perhaps off guard is an advantage, and especially with a new offensive coordinator. If Shiraka has a couple tricks up his sleeve, some things that Ohio State hasn't seen before from a Penn State team, they'll only have one game of tape to see what this new Penn State offense will look like. I believe that's the advantage on Penn State's side.
I really do believe that there are certain advantages and certain disadvantages. I mean, Ohio State has to be ready to meet some pretty hefty expectations week two also. And I think you're absolutely right that we aren't sure what this offense is going to look like. They don't have to, you know, Penn State doesn't have to wait long to hold back any kind of gimmicks or gadgets or surprises. Ohio State is going to see, I would imagine so. Not to look straight past Indiana, but I would imagine that Penn State will be able to get out of Bloomington without showing too much. I think they can stick to some pretty core concepts and come to Beaver Stadium with everything on the table, and Ohio State hasn't seen any of it. They can look back at what Shiraka did at Minnesota and kind of imagine how he's going to utilize his personnel, but he's a smart guy. James Franklin's a smart guy. This offense isn't going to look much like what it did in Minnesota because, you know, the personnel and the talent is completely different. So I think you're right. I mean, there's going to be an opportunity to catch these guys by surprise. I also think for whatever reason, you know, Penn State has spanned multiple rosters, has played up against Ohio State. And I think that there's something to that. And I think that they'll do that again.
I've felt that over the last several years, Penn State has established that they have no fear of Ohio State, like a lot of other teams. Ohio State would just step on the field and the game's over against a lot of other teams. And that's not been the case at Penn State. One other thing that I'd like to point out, if you recall back when Minnesota upset Penn State after that game, this was before any talk of Kirk Shiraka leaving and coming to Penn State. PJ Fleck, the head coach of Minnesota, was asked about it, and he essentially said Kirk Shiraka locked himself in his office to put together a game plan for Penn State, and he was brilliant at doing that. I just picture that already happening with Kirk Shiraka. He is locking himself in his office and getting ready for the Buckeyes. So I'm excited to see that.
We've seen how dangerous that is and how dangerous that can be. I've got a lot of confidence that Kirk Shiraka is the right guy at the right time with the right personnel around him. Like, I think Sean Clifford is a better, more talented version than Tanner Morgan. I think Penn State across the board, I think Penn State up front with his offensive line. I know that the wide receivers aren't really in an ideal place right now, but I think Shiraka is kind of the guy to help elevate them or mask that deficiency. I think Penn State needed an experienced, I say creative play caller, but also somebody who uses common sense too. I think that was sometimes what a question that people had over the past 2 years is how much sense does that really make? I understand what Ohio State was presenting at the line of scrimmage, but are we really going to run it on 4th and 5? You know, I think bringing common sense, creative play calling is a big deal right now.
And we will find out in week 2 how effective it will be. All right, let's talk about this, Dustin. The in-division games, it's obvious you will play these 6 teams. What matters is the cross-division games. Penn State drew Iowa and Nebraska for their cross-division games. I would say that's a fair draw.
I think that's probably middle of the road. You know, like I don't think, you know, you get what Iowa at home and Nebraska on the road. I think that's probably a little above average when it comes to favorability. Nebraska, I mentioned earlier, they got Ohio State early. They got Ohio State and Wisconsin back to back to open the year. So they're going to start the year with one arm tied behind their back. And that's what I was mentioning earlier, just about the sequence of opponents and who you lost. Boy, I mean, I think Ohio State got a favorable draw. And I think that was what was fueling, you know, Urban Meyer talked about that. They're at Illinois in the crossover. They're at home against Nebraska in their crossover. So Ohio State maybe did a little bit better. I think Penn State got a very manageable situation. I think that's probably a 2-0 crossover situation.
Well, the interesting thing, you mentioned Nebraska, and it's fun to talk about this, that Nebraska's crossover games are Penn State and Ohio State, yeah. Two top 10 teams. Is the Big Ten sending them a message, Dusty?
That's what they seem to think. I have no idea. I mean, I like to think that the conference in general is above any kind of pettiness towards it, but Nebraska's been kind of a pain, right? And from what I can gather, they were kind of a pain in the Big 12 too, where there's a real disconnect between what they think they are and what they actually are. And I've seen that sentiment a lot. I don't think the Big Ten was sticking it to them, but they got the worst, by far the worst crossover situation in the nation, right? Like they got two top 10 teams on crossover. Maybe it's not a coincidence. I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, but that's a tough draw. And then the timing of all that too. They've got Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Penn State in the first 4 weeks of the season.
I am a conspiracy guy. I put nothing past this Big Ten group. And I'll even ask you this question. We're talking about Nebraska. If you recall last Tuesday, the hot mic incident, the Nebraska rep saying, oh, the announcement will be that night. And everyone quickly, no. But first thing Wednesday morning, the announcement came out. Us conspiracy guys think that was just another example of the Big Ten sticking it to the Nebraska people. If they could announce it early Wednesday morning, surely they had this information Tuesday night.
They make a liar out of him. So if that's the case, I am 100% here for it. Speaking of conspiracy theories and along these lines, I've seen two different numbers, and I'll let you, I'm not sure which is right, but Mark Wilgenrich from all Penn State said Penn State has opened the Big Ten schedule at home just once since 2010. That was against Rutgers. They were due to open the Big Ten schedule at home against Northwestern, but now this new version has them on the road at Indiana to start the conference year. What do you think about Penn State starting the league year on the road over and over again?
Well, this is where I believe in conspiracy theories. Nebraska, they played second fiddle to Texas in the old Big 12. They are now learning what it's like to be second fiddle like Penn State to Michigan and Ohio State. I sympathize with Nebraska. All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick around for quarter number three. We're going to talk more about Kirk Shiraka.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in on all of the Week 3 action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 3, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.